Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, when a teacher sent me the cell phone video of this kid getting slammed to the ground inside Brashear High School, I reached out to the cops, and they told me the guy was unresponsive. Seriously. Oh, man. And he was picked up in the air, slammed to the ground, and his head bent under the weight of his body. Then this student went over and kicked him. This Quincy Garland kid, 18. I thought the young man was dead. Man, there were people that couldn't even look at it. I can't believe, to this point, honestly, that this is America? This is our education system? And the young man, just trying to learn, man, faces this in school? My God. No, have we lost our minds? Then, later in the day, I get word from sources that he's alive. Whew. I'm telling you, folks, we thought the young man was dead. And I got to grab Eric Pettis, a family member of this young man's. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, first of all, Eric, when you first saw that video, to see your family member, to see that happen, how did you respond, sir? How did you react? How did that strike you, sir?
I mean, it's hard to describe the type of emotion that you have when you see something like that and don't know the person. It's bad enough, but to actually know this young man and having seen him from a baby and growing up and all the things that, you know, he has, you know, tried to do and wants to do in his life, to see that, you know, his life has really been taken away from him, and a lot of the things that he wants to do and plans to do in his life, we're just not sure if he's going to be able to accomplish those things based on the abuse that he has endured.
Oh my gosh. Cool. Eric, it's unbelievable. And this isn't the first time. Please tell us the history here.
Yes, that actually is the fourth incident that this same bully has attacked this young man. The first time was September the 8th. The second time was September the 14th. Then December the 15th.
My.
And now the incident that you are referring to, January 21st, four separate incidents where this young man was attacked by this straight bully in the school. School is completely aware of it, and just a colossal failure to follow their own policies, state law, just been a terrible situation. I don't want to get ahead of you, but I've been reviewing the school system's bullying policy, and it's almost laughable when you read the policy that comes from the public school code statute. They say section 1303.1A. If you read that and compare it to what happened in this incident or in these instances, it's laughable. It's just unbelievable that a school full of teachers and administrators and a district that's supposed to oversee that school, it's laughable but not funny that they had not followed at all their policies.
Eric, honestly, with no exaggeration, it's lucky he's alive. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, again,
man,
unresponsive means that he was dead.
Man.
Okay. So that, I mean, that is a miracle in and of itself that he is alive. But again, we're still trying to, you know, get him evaluated to see what the long-term effects of this are. But he suffered 3 concussions already. From this kid just beating him at every chance he's gotten.
No one would ever believe what you're saying is true, except it is. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He was hunted in the hallways of a school in Pitt. Hunted, sir. Would that be fair?
Yeah, that would be fair to say.
Hey, before we go to a break here, and I'm begging you to stay around because folks got to hear from this man. He's amazing. How's he doing this morning?
Again, he's suffering from headaches, you know, a lot of body pain and aches. I just learned yesterday that his speech has been affected. His speech is somewhat slurred now. Nightmares, dizziness, vomiting, waking up, you know, screaming, disoriented. Mom's got to keep an eye on him. He wakes up and jumps out of bed and runs downstairs and doesn't really know where he is. Has blackouts and goes blank in conversations. It's definitely been an effect on him. We're just hoping and praying that he can somehow get, you know, full recovery.
Can you hang for a few minutes, sir?
Yes.
It's important information. My God. I find a little solace in knowing that they arrested the kid who nearly beat this young man to death in the hallway at a high school in America. I find comfort knowing that the young man's alive who got beaten. I'm filled with disgust that he was attacked 4 times. And his family member, Eric Pettis, has been kind enough to join us. And I admire your courage in telling this story. I'll tell you what disturbs me, Eric, is that from what I'm reading and hearing, the principal pretty much said, this is on both of you. In other words, blamed your family member along with the guy that nearly killed him. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. In fact, in the incident that occurred December 15th, the principal basically said that my cousin was inciting a riot. Each incident, he was suspended as well as the attacker. So that was the principal's response to handling the situation, as opposed to following the law and following the policies on bullying. It was so bad that after the third incident, December 15th, they were suspended. Since it was close to Christmas break, mom decided not to even send them back until after the holidays, so that she could give the school a chance to follow their policies and do what they had promised to do, which was get this attacker sent to an alternative school.
Man, I'm so angry about this, man. Have they called you, man, and apologized?
There's been no apology. There's been no real accountability. They did invite mom to attend the meeting which was on Monday, and that was the meeting in which they suspended this principal with pay during that period. So she didn't attend the meeting because at this point, as they say, the horse is out of the barn, and you're trying to figure out how to put it back in. And the sad thing is, had this particular video not gotten out to the media, he probably would have gotten suspended again.
Bam, bam, bingo. They go nuts when we get these videos. But you are so spot on. Unless we talk about it, unless we shock people, your cousin could be getting his rear end kicked today while he's wearing a neck brace, right?
Exactly. Neck brace and headaches. And even what other things that people don't know about this is that the concussions that he's had have been so severe that he thought that he would use wrestling as a way to get to college, just like every other athlete wants to get to college and use their sport. He had two matches. He had to forfeit the matches because headaches were so intense that he couldn't compete.
Well, this is not the way it's supposed to be. How's my man supposed to learn, ever? Honestly, he can't go back there. How's he going to learn, sir? How will he learn?
Well, again, I've been studying the bullying policy, and it clearly says that bullying is creating an intimidating or hostile environment that interferes with a student's education. And placing a student in reasonable fear of physical or emotional harm, there's no way they could not have known or seen that. So apparently in that particular school or in the school district, I mean, it seems from all the other reports that are coming out about the school system that following the law at all.
I'll tell you what, man, I'm so angry about this. We talked last night and, I mean this, Erica. Anything you guys need, man. You have my cell phone now, and I'll stay in contact, but it takes tremendous courage for you to be up front like this. You're an amazing representative for the family. Anything you need, sir. I'm serious about that. We're here, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Man, that is beyond belief.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.